Rejecting the W-2. Wage slavery is a serious problem. It's hurting America. It's hurting the world. It's hurting the people who are W-2 slaves. It's hurting the people who are W-2 masters. It's like a giant black cloud on the economies of the world. But there's a bright side. As the people of the USA begin to understand how they're being ripped off and enslaved by the W-2 system, they're leaving the W-2 system and opting for other lifestyles. There's no legal requirement that anyone accept a job that requires a W-2. If all the people of the USA refused to work on a W-2 today, there would be immediate and far-reaching changes for the better in the USA. The W in the W-2 stands for withholding. The government gets the income tax money before wages are paid. Without that withholding payment, there would be an immediate, thorough, and much-needed restructuring of the finances of our corrupt government. If everyone who was employed worked on a 1099 form and had the ability to negotiate the details of their tax payments, or lack thereof, it would become obvious that the bureaucracy and enforcement apparatus required to support the income tax costs far more than the income tax brings in. That's true now, even though the W-2 system relieves the government of a lot of enforcement burden. The government knows the income tax system is a net loss for the society. But the government is not really interested in profit for the society at large. The government is interested in control. And the income tax gives the government an excuse and a means to control every aspect of the lives of the public. That's far more important to the control freaks in charge of our society than profit and loss. Especially when the profit goes into their bank accounts and the loss is billed to the public. When the W-2 system was first proposed, critics said the public would never accept such an outrageous plan. Maybe the critics were right. Maybe it's just taking a little longer than they thought it would. The percentage of people working on a W-2 has been steadily declining for years now. Hopefully, it will reach a tipping point where great numbers of people will get a clue and understand that refusing to work on a W-2 will accomplish what years of political organizing, protesting, and voting have not accomplished. It will end the wars, the militarized police, the cruel and unusual punishment, and the selective enforcement of laws too numerous to count. If enough people refuse to work on a W-2, it will bring the changes to our system that so many of us want and need. Eliminating the W-2 would also greatly reduce the carbon footprint of our society. How many SUVs are traveling miles and miles every day with a single occupant, so a W-2 slave can report in for roll call at a corporate tax plantation? If you establish yourself in a non-W-2 business arrangement, you will eventually make a lot more money, but you'll probably have to take some losses before you can get established. On the other hand, it's a lot cheaper, easier, safer, and more effective than protesting, organizing, voting, and the civil war that is seeming much more probable with every election cycle. Wage slavery is not a joke. It's a basic pillar of the corrupt kleptocracy that runs the USA and the world. If the people of the USA really understood a cost-benefit analysis of their system of government, their system of government would not last more than a few days in its present form. That understanding may be dawning. That moment may be coming, and deep and lasting changes for the better may be coming to your community and your family. Things could get radically better in the near future if we learn how to work together to end the misery. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.